in the Samyutta Nikaya Agama Sutra, Buddha mentions about impermanence. He says that all things are impermanent. Therefore, we should practice in non-lasting, L-A-X-I-T-Y. All things are impermanent. Therefore, we should practice in non-lasting. Thinking permanence is not something we should explain. But we have to experience, we have to get taste of it through individual life. And with your body and mind, you have to do it. For instance, the same applied to the idea of friendliness, compassion, kindness. Friendliness, kindness, or compassion is not something we should discuss or we should explain, because no matter how long we should explain, we don't understand what the kindness is, what the friendliness is, what the compassion is. So right in the middle of process of sharing your life with all sentient beings, and then when you receive something kind from the people, or if you give something kind to somebody directly, and then you can understand, oh, that is kindness. That's why Buddha mentions the Buddha didn't explain what the impermanence is. Directly he says, all things are impermanent. Therefore, you should practice in non-lasting. But on the other hand, we should know what the kindness is, even of vaguely. We should know what the kindness, what the friendliness, what the compassion is. So we should know it. But on the other hand, no matter how long you understand, you try to understand the kindness or compassion, you don't understand. It's too vague. Your understanding is really vague. So finally, what is a real understanding of compassion or kindness or friendliness? You have to just walk in the human world and share your life with the people, and then you can really learn kindness and compassion directly from the people in your everyday life. So there is a little bit of contradictory situations. You have to learn, you have to know what the kindness is, what the friendliness is. Through the teaching, through the explanations, through the manifestation of your, verbal manifestation of your experience, what you have had. So you have to listen to this. But on that end, to understand the kindness and the further verbal explanation, is not good enough for us. So you have to share, you have to learn anyway, kindness, compassion, friendliness through your body and mind. So same apply to the idea of impermanence. So that's why the Buddha mentions all are impermanent. Therefore, you should practice in non-lapsing. So I have to say simply today the meaning of impermanence. Impermanence is the idea, the state of human beings in terms of time process. Okay, time process. So in the Agama, anyway, Buddha mentions about the five skandhas. How you should understand five skandhas in terms of time process. Okay. So according to the Buddha's explanation of five skandhas, feeling of form, human body, forms, feelings, perception, impulses, consciousness. Like those are called five skandhas. Five aggregates. Okay. So if you see the five skandhas in time process, well, real state of five skandhas which exist from moment to moment are neither continuous nor, well, to say, discontinuous. So Buddha mentions being free from two one-sided ideas, permanence or impermanence, continuity or discontinuity, is the teaching of the middle way. You know, the middle way. Middle way. Middle way is you cannot attach to either one-sided, either one of, you know, one, those two one-sided ideas. So, this teaching, the teaching of the middle way, is the meaning of impermanence, right? So, for example, things are continuous. From this point, things are continuous as being change. Things are changing as being continuous. This is a real picture of reality of the thing which exists. When you see headquarter and I in terms of their function. Okay. Headquarter and I are interacting in that way. There is no particular idea, so-called I, or so-called headquarters. Last Saturday I mentioned a little bit about this. Okay. So for example, looking at the two pictures of your childhood and your grown up. If you say both are the same and one person, that time you lapse into the one-sided idea of permanence. Do you understand this one? If you look at the two pictures, your childhood and a grown-up, then you say, oh, both are the same. at that time, under behind this understanding, unconsciously or consciously, an idea, one-sided idea is allowed, so-called permanent, something permanent. Okay. So very naturally, you lapse into one-sided idea of the permanence. But practically speaking, you cannot say your childhood and your grown-up are same. You cannot say so because you can see something different. So on the other end, you say, oh no, both are completely, entirely different, separate person. And that time, you also lapse into the one-sided idea of, what to say, impermanence. So middle way, the teaching of the middle way lets you to be free from that two one-sided ideas. If you attach to one-sided idea, so-called permanence or impermanence, you understand the human life, the idealistic, conceptual, not understanding the human life and the others and the, in terms of their function, because everything is functioning. For instance, Sangha and your students and teachers, if you understand it separately, if you understand them separately, Sangha doesn't work. Every Sangha is working fully or well, and that time you should, anyway, interacting with the Sangha. Sangha should be interacting with the student and teacher. So there is no space to bring into a certain conceptual idea. This is the student separate from Sangha. No. And that time this is called conceptual understanding, dualistic. We say dualistic. This is very common, we do, because consciousness cannot rise by understanding like this, very naturally. That's why Buddhism always mentions it's all right, but you should polish or refine your understanding more well. So, if the one-sided idea of the sameness between the two, the idea of change cannot come into existence. On the other hand, if the one-sided idea of entire separation or difference, the idea of change cannot come into existence either. So the idea of change means interaction or interconnection, which is allowed between the two when they are neither the same nor the different. And that time you can see idea of change. If you don't accept this one, the idea of change never exists. It doesn't work. So if you use unconsciously or consciously, if you use the idea of change, you have to understand the human life like this. Neither permanent nor impermanent. That's why, philosophically speaking, it is called continuity. in discontinuity, we say, or discontinuity in continuity. So from this point, all things are impermanence means life is complete beyond the reality. In life is complete beyond permanence or impermanence, continuity or incontinuity, discontinuity, or being or non-being. That is real reality, you're living constantly. So you cannot pin down what is a life, because it's constantly functioning alive. That's why Dogen Zenji mentions in the Genjo Koan, he mentions the Buddha way is originally beyond the fullness and lack. Fullness or lack means the same things as continuity or discontinuity. And for this reason, there is generations and extinction, illusion and enlightenment, sentient beings and Buddhas. Okay? So what you exist means your life, what your life is exactly grounded on the impermanence, change, constant change. The constant change is allowed to accept, then you can accept your life, the call, I exist, my object exists. So delusions, the Buddhas, enlightenment, all sentient beings exist. That's why Dogen Zenji mentioned like this. So from this point, the original Buddha way is original beyond the fullness and lack means your real life is complete beyond your understanding. So-called continuity or discontinuity or permanence or impermanence, complete beyond. This is the real reality of your life. We understand this one. If you see your life and the human world very deeply, you can understand this one. You can understand there is something more than we have understood, so-called universe, so-called oneness. You may use very often. There is a truth. Even though we don't know, the idea of the oneness, idea of the truth, idea of the universe, something more than the human and speculations. Is allowed, consciously or unconsciously. We understand this. So from this point, you know, Buddha mentions so we are Buddha. Everyone is Buddha. Everyone is Buddha means complete beyond idea of permanence or impermanence, discontinuity or continuity. So that is your reality. So your reality is complete beyond human speculations. That is called Buddha, we say. I am a good person or I am a bad person, complete beyond this one. So Buddha way means the life in reality, okay, which is fully alive. That is the Buddha way. It is complete beyond fullness or lack. Okay. understand this one. If you practice meditation, zazen, and if you refine your life, if you try to deepen your life, you can understand this one. That's what we want to, anyway, deal with everyone or human world in peace and harmony. See? Because we can see something peaceful, something harmonious. Whatever happens in the human world, there is something. That's why let's get it. Let's seek for it. That is a peace work. But when you start to have peace movement and etc., your activity becomes very excessive. Very excessive because you attach to the one-sided ideas, so-called peace. Okay? So very natural, your activity becomes very excessive. So that's why we understand pretty well what the impermanence is, what the real reality of your life is. We understand this. Through the practice, through the understanding, you know, we understand this one. But once more again, there is the most important we have to do is, let's go back to the human life. Let's go back to you, who is nothing but the human. Because even though we say, I am, even though I say, I am Buddha, or even though I say, whole world is peaceful. Originally it's peace because beyond any idea, human speculation. So human world must be peaceful. But even though we say so, the idea of peace, idea of harmony is still far from us. Don't you think so? Look at your life. Look at your life straightforwardly. Not necessary to explain the human life idea conceptually, philosophically, not necessary. Straightforwardly, look at yourself. Who are you? Or what is a human world? We understand that the principle of the existence, which is peaceful and harmonious, but look at yourself, look at the world once more again. Then, the principle of existence, what we have understood, is completely far from us, far from our reality, isn't it? That is, and then you say, we are not Buddha. World is not peace. And then confusion come up. Okay? And then people don't know how to take care of that human, and how to take care of that human world. But Dogen didn't mention this, mentioning always, let's take care of that human. It's pretty practical. Pretty practical. And then Dogen then mentions here the Buddha way is originally beyond fullness and lack, and for this reason there is generation and extinction, illusion, enlightenment, sentient beings and Buddhas. In spite of this, flowers fall always amid a grudging, and weeds flourish in our chagrin. Okay, that Dogen mentions, nevertheless, we see the flower with, a falling flower with, we'll just say attachment, with our grudging. Mm-hmm. And also we see the weeds flourishing with hatred. This is very common. This is you. Don't you think so? Because in other words, I mentioned with Buddha, the Buddha ancestors mentioned that you are Buddha. Everyone is Buddha. World is Buddha land. Nothing but the Buddha land for 2,500 years. But when you look at yourself, that teaching is completely far from us. Don't you think so? That's why you don't understand this. That is you, what you are. That is really what you are. But the question is, there is no other way except taking care of that person. Whatever kind of idea you bring in, it didn't work. It doesn't work. Even though you say, I say, I am Buddha, it doesn't work. Because I am still the, you know, feelings and the thinking, the ways, the grudging and the hatred and the itself. So that's why Dogen Zenji mentions finally like this, and then, nevertheless, you think yourself in that way. Okay? Let's deal with, let's take care of you as human. Okay? Who thinks that he or she, in reality, his or her life in reality is far from principle of existence. Let's take care of this human in terms of Buddha. Okay? Constantly, let's take care of this person in terms of Buddha. Means, let's believe. Anyway, you should, in order to deal with, you need very strong belief. Belief means not be stuck by your own standard. That is called selfishness, we say so. Belief is constantly, you should throw away. Throw away selfishness, your own standard. But we want to always make a standard of our own. Okay? Because if you don't have, it's very difficult to take care of human life with stability and security. So very naturally we always try to have a standard. But that is all right, but in order to take care of human life, which is very complicated, you have to take care of that person with strong belief. Belief is throwing away selfishness. Not be stuck by standard on your own. Right? This is a belief. And then, what is this? What is the belief? Let's move toward Buddha. Okay? Let's move toward greatness of human beings beyond your speculation. Constantly, every day. Let's move. Let's aim at. Okay? In the next, let's walk. Okay? So first, you should believe. Anyway, belief is very important for you. It's not the belief in something which is blur. That's why Buddhism always tries to understand the human beings. So everything becomes very clear. After consideration very deeply, then you come to reach a certain stage. That is the so-called principle of existence, or that is Buddha's teaching, emptiness itself. So anyway, So belief is not to believe in something you don't understand. You can't understand it. But let's understand deeply and well through your body and mind, not idealistic and not conceptual. For this, you have to research yourself constantly. And then belief comes up from your heart. But if you don't, anyway, let's believe. Because if you look at your life practically every day, your life is completely far from the principle of existence. Teaching of the Buddha, completely far from that. But we shouldn't. We shouldn't be off always the teaching of a Buddha or principle of the existence. We have to be right on constantly. For this, we need a belief. Next, belief is, I mentioned, not to be stuck by your standard on your own. Next, let's move, let's aim at Buddha. That is beautiful, exquisite idea of bodhisattva, human existence, which is beyond human speculation. Good or bad, right or wrong, this is the target we have to aim at. Let's move toward that. Whatever you feel, okay, you feel from your life, good or bad, it is still your standard. It is nothing but the standard on your own. So let's move toward that. Buddha. Okay? That is the aim. Second, third, let's walk. Practically. So when you walk, you need the determination. Let's walk. So every day must, you know, make a decision and to walk, day by day. So, at that time, the Prajnaparamita says, Bodhisattva practice deeply, Prajnaparamita we chant. Okay? That is, practice deeply means, very natural, if you take care of your life like this, whatever you feel from your life, anyway, if you practice like this, very naturally, your life becomes ripe. Okay? That is called practice deeply, Prajnaparamita. So practice deeply, Prajnaparamita, is to a way to deal with human life, which is real, not abstract. You should deal with not abstract human idea of the human. You know, real practical, the aspect of human you have to take care of. That's why Prajnaparamita says, Bodhisattva, practice deeply Prajnaparamita. Okay? At that time, your life becomes ripe. Ripened, right? Gradually ripened. So in the Sanskrit, the Dr. Khan translated like this: move in the deep cores of Prajnaparamita, wisdom. Move in the deep cores. In the deep cores of wisdom. So without wisdom, you cannot take care of your life, okay? which is very complicated. So every day you must be fresh, and you must be brave, and you must be anyway move toward with a strong belief, but still your belief is sometimes your standard. That's why you need guidance anyway. So with a strong belief, let's move toward aim at that exquisite idea of human existence. What is exquisite ideas? For long run, let's aim at this one. Then Day by day, let's walk. This is everyday life. So Dogen Zenji mentions, a day of the practice is the Buddha's practice. A day of the practice is Buddha's practice. So your everyday, that's why every day, your life, every day, each day of your life is your life. Okay? Simultaneously, it's not your life, it's Buddha's life. And that time, belief is very stable, becomes very stable. But if you always think, this is my, each life, each day of life, your life, is my life, that time, your belief is not ripened exactly. It's very shaky, because still your belief is far from the Buddha's teaching, and ancestors believe, and the Buddha's belief. So your belief, your step-by-step walk, must be connected with anywhere past, present, future. Anyway, that time, past, future, present, all sentient beings back up your belief. That is called a day of practice, is Buddha's practice. And also Dogen Zenji mentions in the Genjo Koan last sentence, he mentions it is because the wind's nature is constancy that the wind of Buddhism makes manifest the great earth's goldenness and makes ripen the sweet milk of the long rivers. This is the last sentence of the Genjo Koan. It is very wonderful of the message. It is because the wind is nature. Wind's nature is constancy. Means wind nature is omnipresent. In other words, you are Buddha. All sentient beings are Buddha. Anyway. that the wind of Buddhism makes manifest the great earth, the goldenness, the great earth and the heavens, trees, birds, all are nothing but the golden, wonderful Buddhas, the patriarch, the Buddhas, anyway. So from this point, anyway, we have to manifest your life as a golden, because your life is all sentient beings. Peace. Harmony. So you must manifest your life as peace, as harmony, which is called goldenness. And makes ripen the sweet milk of the long liver. Long liver means the name of a liver's biggest liver in China, long liver. Sweet milk means a kind of cheese. Means cheese means a wonderful food. Okay? After going through the lots of process, losing lots of complete original form, so-called milk. You understand? So that is a cheese and sweet milk is kind of refined textures of original entity. You understand? Completely losing the original textures. And then it becomes cheese. So cheese is very fine, refined food. So that means long rivers, mountains, birds, the trees, all sentient beings are nothing but the cheese. Nothing but the beautiful entities. So let's manifest this one. So whatever you feel in your life for the, you know, from your standard. Okay? And then that's all, but let's deal with, let's take care of that person who have thought in that way, in terms of Buddha, anyway, in terms of Buddha. That means belief, Buddha, in Buddha, and aim at target as beautiful image of human existence. Whatever happens, let's move toward. Then, next, walk. In order to walk, you really need walking step by step every day requires you really brave. Very brave determination. The Buddha mentions walk along, like rhinoceros. Walk along.
Rhinoceros.
With one horn. Okay? One horn, not two. So you have to walk along. Walk along because the human world around you are very complicated, very painful. Natural people criticize you. So obviously, if you depend on those situations, you cannot walk around. Very shaky. You cannot walk toward that beautiful image. So you, in order to aiming at that beautiful image, and also working every day, you need really brave and stable determination. Let's move toward. At that time, you can ripen. Okay? So let's ripen your life. Your life means not your life. Let's ripen the Buddha. Because you're Buddha. But we always think, let's ripen my life. This is very stupid. So let's ripen the Buddha. Okay? If you try to ripen you, that is very naturally, you know, lots of the complication and suffering comes up. Ripen the Buddha. You have already. That is our practice, so-called Shikan. So, Dogen's practice is very quiet, and it requires you very strong determination every day. You must be strong, anyway, every day. Right in the middle of samsara, so no one help you. But Buddha's Dogen Zenji say anyway, constantly gives you suggestions always. Okay? So all you need to do is let's walk. That is a shikantara. So that is called the permanence. All the permanence, therefore, we should practice in non, let's say, laxity.